Well, it has great importance for historical reasons. They have celebrated this date for years and years because it is the date in 1714 when Catalan forces were defeated by the Spanish Bourbon forces. And it may seem strange that Catalans celebrate a day of defeat, but it's a day they look back on sort of with nostalgia to the end of what they see as a sort of separate Catalan state. Also this year, there are particularly strong political reasons for Catalans to celebrate the Diada, September 11th, particularly because the clamour for independence from Spain has reached a sort of fever pitch. And they've organised a referendum on independence in a couple of months' time, in November. And Catalans, or the Catalan nationalists and separatists, see this as an opportunity to tell not just the rest of Spain and the Spanish government, but also the rest of the world that they feel separate from Spain. They feel that they need independence. And I've spoken to a few people out on the street today about this, and they feel very strongly about Catalan identity and the importance of this day for them.
We are all here because we all feel Catalan and we all want to do something for this day because it's a very important day for us. And lots of people, millions of people, are moving for a cause to say we are here, we stand here, we are Catalan, and we want to show the world that we are Catalan.
I want independence for my country, so I'm here to show the world, but also show Spain and the Spanish government that we are determined on voting on the November 9th and that we want to vote yes.
Do you think, though, that this referendum on independence, which is scheduled for November the 9th, do you think it is going to happen?
Well, that's the big question at the moment. I mean, I think if you'd asked me that a few months ago, I would have been much more likely to say yes, it will, because the political parties and the organisations that are sort of leading this process were absolutely adamant that it will take place. Artur Mas is the regional premier of Catalonia, and he's been sort of the figurehead of the independence process, the referendum process. And he basically set the date and he set the questions, the two questions for the referendum, asking if people want an independent Catalan state. But in recent weeks, his resolve seems to have been tested rather by the resistance of the central government in Madrid, which says that this is illegal, the referendum cannot take place, there's no room for it in the constitution. And the Spanish government has said that if the referendum is called, before it takes place, it will appeal against it to the Constitutional Court. Now, we know that the Constitutional Court is likely to rule against the referendum if that was the case. So it looks as if there's no way that this referendum can take place legally on November the 9th. So Artur Mas seems to be saying now that, you know, he wants this to take place, but it has to take place legally. He hasn't said that he'll call it off, publicly at least. He hasn't said that. But we are getting signs from his camp that they are thinking about possibly delaying the referendum until a later date when they would try and make sure it's held legally and within the bounds of the Constitution.
All of this, of course, is coinciding with the Scottish independence campaign. So how do people there in Catalonia view the Scottish vote?
Well, they've been following it very closely indeed for obvious reasons. And a lot of the Catalans here who want independence, who I've spoken to, say that they see, you know, Scotland as a sort of example of democracy, you know, that they wished the Spanish government would follow the example of David Cameron in Britain. And we had an extraordinary sight a few days ago when in the town of Vic in Catalonia, Catalan nationalists held up a banner of David Cameron, sort of holding him up as a sort of icon of democracy. So they talk about the Scottish process as very much an example to follow. And many of them have said that, you know, even if Scotland voted against independence, it would still be a victory for Scots because they've had the chance to decide, whereas they say Catalonia does not have the opportunity to decide because the central government opposes it. But they have been following the process very closely.